This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
All right, we're 15 minutes from what you're drinking, what you're thinking here in the G-Bag Nation. Get your phone calls ready. You know, if you're day drinking, you might want to set an appointment right now so you don't, you know, have it flash by. You know how time can fly in those situations. Here's Eric Chiafalo with Football's Finest once again.
Okay, so looks like Eagles defensive tackle Jalen Carter, who had been under the weather this week dealing with an illness, and a handful of other players on the Eagles, it looks like, and coaches, it looks like he was back at practice and he should be good to go, and all the guys that have been dealing with an illness should be fine. So perhaps a false alarm there.
Okay.
Everything
catch
should
a
be
break.
Good. No harm, no foul.
Yep.
Did you guys see that Marshall Faulk got the running back
coaching him up
coach job with Dion and at Colorado?
I did see that. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what kind of a coach he is.
Yeah, Dion loves to bring former players in and get that thing going. I don't know how much coaching experience Faulk done any.
I
don't think he's ever been on a coaching.
The guy we interviewed at the time when he was eating the steak on air?
Yes, yeah, that was
okay. I just want to make sure that maybe I'm wondering if he's going to be coaching him up and having bites of steak.
He's always kind of been a Cowboy hater.
He is a Cowboy hater.
Yeah, he is not a fan. I think he's a NOLA guy.
Yep, he is.
Hell of a player. Won me a fantasy football championship.
Yeah, he was amazing.
Oh, he was one of my favorites growing up watching him, man. He's fantastic.
The mouthpiece.
Yeah, oh, the mouthpiece.
His mouthpiece was iconic.
Yeah, and he's real cerebral about his approach. I remember talking to him through that and being annoyed but still impressed with his, you know, kind of outlook on the game. Yeah. Well, we know Dion likes to bring in former players to be coaches on his staff. Mm-hmm. One of those guys is Warren Sapp. Been coaching up the D-line.
He has.
At Colorado, and he was here on Radio Row yesterday. He was on the Zach Gelb show. And, of course, Warren is going to have a bias towards Travis Hunter and Shador, Colorado guys, no doubt. But they started talking about the top guys in the draft here, and they're talking about Travis Hunter, and then we know Abdul Carter is, for a lot of people, the best player in this draft. Pass rusher from
top
Penn
two.
State.
Yep.
So listen to this interaction between Zach Gelb and Warren Sapp. I don't know if Warren Sapp even knew who Micah Parsons was until this conversation.
Is he the best player in this draft?
Yeah.
Where does Shador fall in that?
Right behind him.
Yeah.
And then Cam right behind him.
Abdul Carter, too, Penn State. Edge rusher. He's pretty good.
All right. What was the last edge rusher from Penn State?
Micah Parsons.
And what rushing he doing?
Hey, he's
what pass rush he got? What?
Yeah,
you better look that up.
Yeah,
15. Oof. What?
He gets like 15 sacks a year.
You believe this,
Micah Parsons?
You believe this?
I'm gonna leave you on that one.
We appreciate it. Thanks so much. Well, leaving me hanging. You're leaving me hanging. Micah Parsons a good. He's a good pass rusher.
Okay, so that's how the interview ends. As Warren Sapp is walking away from Zach Gelb because he was so off put. at the idea that Zach Gelb would be speaking highly of Micah Parsons as a pass rusher. Now, Warren Sapp's been coaching in college football, so maybe he's not consuming much in the way of NFL football, but that is pretty incredible to get up there and have a take like that.
What's he done? What rushing does he do?
Maybe he's being really technical about the difference of 14 to 15 sacks or 13 and a half sacks, which is my... No,
that's a dude that doesn't watch the league.
No, you're right about that. I've always, been kind of, concerned with what Warren Sapp brings on television, and some of the things that he's been involved in. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you just over the last 5 years or so off the field, I mean, it gets crazy. And I can't imagine wanting to bring him around my football team. You know, I think it's just maybe a little bit more stable than Charles Haley. Maybe. Yeah, he's definitely a bit wild.
He is.
And, I mean, when you look at, Micah this year, he missed four games. He was still fifth in total pressures. He was first in pressure rate. He was, since 2021, he's first in total pressures. Since 2021, first in total pressure rate. And over the last 2 years, he's been first in quick pressures, where you get a pressure on the quarterback in under 2.5 seconds. So Warren Sapp had to get that Micah Parsons education right there, and he left Zach Gelb just completely baffled. It's safe to say he's not going to be making an appearance on the draft show.
No
draft takes for Warren Sapp. Yeah. Goodness gracious. I mean, some guys just don't specialize in the draft, and I get that, but to not know about Micah Parsons is insane.
Yeah. What rushing is he doing?
That's a pretty amazing blind spot right there for Warren Sapp to have. How about this as a stat of the day? Patrick Mahomes could go 0-for-22 with 22 interceptions in the Super Bowl and still have a higher career playoff passer rating than Tom Brady. He could do what? He could go 0-for-22. With all of those being interceptions in the game.
Wow.
And still have a higher passer rating than Tom Brady when it comes to postseason passer rating. That is pretty jarring.
So Tom must have been throwing a ton of picks.
Don't get me
wrong. Is passer rating not punitive enough on that?
Yeah, I don't know exactly how passer rating incorporates the interceptions, but just in general, passer rating is not like the main one you want to go for. Like QBR. Yeah,
QBR has
better.
Definitely surpassed that.
There's a handful of other ones that you would probably want to go to, but still, it's just staggering to see that Mahomes can have that poor of a game, a historically ridiculous 22 interception game with no completions, and still have a higher playoff passer rating than Tom Brady.
Do you guys think at the end of his career he'll end up being your GOAT?
Yes. Yeah, yep. He's pretty much right there, unless there ends up being just a total falling off the cliff that is extremely unexpected, or maybe at some point Andy Reid moves on and all of a sudden Pat Mahomes is just clearly not the same dude or something like that. But yeah, he's right there, and especially the mobility factor. Like, I think that's one of the biggest things, and Nate Taylor was talking about it with us earlier, covers the Chiefs for the Athletics, I mean, the Mahomes' ability to scramble, and in the postseason, his scrambles in his career, his scrambles are like almost 9 yards per attempt.
Wow.
He's stealing first downs at a rapid rate, and they can surprise you a little bit. You're not expecting it, and all of a sudden, there he goes, boom, move the chains. And it's sort of death by a thousand paper cuts right now.
Yeah, he adds that, that Brady couldn't.
Yeah.
Brady was really good on the goal line stuff and
his sneaks were
the sneak.
Yes.
Yeah. How about this one from Paul Hembo? Steve Spagnuolo has allowed a 100-yard rusher one time in his playoff career. 24 games. His defenses have gone into a playoff game, and only one of those 24 games has there been a 100-yard rusher. Now, I don't think that's necessarily how it's going to play out for Saquon and the Eagles. I would be pretty surprised if he can't get 100 yards. But especially because he can just – maybe he's sitting at 40 yards at halftime, and then all it takes is one 40-yard touchdown run to swing things for him that way. But if you guys could guess who that runner was, I think you would get football guy – of the week for Super Bowl Radio Row.
Marion Barber.
Well, damn, Wolchuk. That was
2007, divisional round.
Anticlimactic. Very impressive.
Did you read that this week?
No.
I just knew the game.
Football guy of the year. Marion Barber ran for 129 yards. 21-17.
I mean, they went on a 20-play, 10-minute drive right before the half ended, and that was pretty much all Marion.
Yeah, I mean, it must have been. Good call. Wow.
And that was his first start of the whole season.
Was that when the Cowboys were the number one seed, right?
Yes. And they had been mixing him and Julius Jones. And for that game, Wade Phillips decided we're going to start Marion Barber.
That moment of radio gold almost makes up for you pissing off Emmitt Smith yesterday.
Yeah.
No, he wasn't mad. I'm just playing.
I know, but in the moment, yeah. I really did think I pissed him off, and it kind of screwed me.
I know.
So afterwards, luckily,
I kept trying to get you to ask another question. I was like, why is the Woolly Bully holding back here?
Yeah, I didn't want to.
I thought the question was well phrased.
Yeah, it was a good question.
Well, I thank you. And afterwards, I got to squash it with him, and he agreed.
Yeah, he did. I saw him.
Yeah.
He wanted to do another shot of tequila with me.
Yeah, and we did.
Yeah, it was cool. The off-air moment between Woolchuck and Emmitt Smith was pretty special.
It was awesome. It lived up to the hype.
Okay, so the top five reported bets all at BetMGM Nevada, and it's mostly Eagles, man. You got 800,000. Somebody put on the Eagles money line. Another $750,000 bet for the Eagles money line. You do have a $345,000 bet on the Chiefs minus one. You got $326,000 on Chiefs money line, and then a couple of $300,000 on Eagles.
$500,000 of that's mine.
$500,000 of that is yours?
Yeah, I got convinced when we were interviewing Nate Taylor earlier. Went money line. I figured, so money line minus one has a minus 110 on the payout.
Yeah.
You know, it was minus 117 for the money line, and I just couldn't stomach the idea of having a push because of a one-point game,
yes,
which I think could happen.
I think Chiefs money line is the move here for sure. My older brother's in Denver right now, so it's open season when it comes to the gambling. So he sent me his
open season.
He sent me his same game Super Bowl parlay. I think he's going to absolutely nail this one. He got Chiefs money line. He's got anytime touchdown for Jalen Hurts.
Okay,
and anytime touchdown for Saquon Barkley. I mean, if that doesn't feel like a great lock of a bet right there.
Yeah.
If you feel good about the Chiefs winning the game, Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley, they're scoring touchdowns in this game. Lock it, put it in. He put a hundo on it.
You going high scoring? We getting back into the 30s again?
That's a good question. I think I'd probably lean lower scoring here. I don't think you're talking about 38-35 like the last game. Both of these defenses are really, really stout. And the Chiefs like to play sort of a small ball, matriculate their way down the field. We know the Eagles want to run the football. I do think that this will be probably – I don't think any team touches 30
right
in this game. That would be my guess. You guys feel the same?
Yeah, I could see it being like 27-26, 26-24.
I do think this is a come down to the wire type game. This is a game with 5 minutes left. You're not sure who's going to win other than the fact that you know Mahomes is going to win.
Yeah, I think both teams can score, and I think if the Eagles have to open it up, they can. But I would think it would be a surprise to see Philadelphia get there, you know, especially against this defense. Two really, really good defenses, yeah. Probably heading for more something like 24-23 or something like that, Brian. I think you're
barking right down the right street.
Okay. It is the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. In addition to the finest is in the books once again. Thank you, Eric. It's time for What You Drinking and What You Thinking at 877-881-1053. Load them up. A lot of stuff to react to. You can talk about anything you want as long as you answer the questions.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Next in the nation. Hey, buddies, welcome back. It's time now for that one segment of the week where you're actually encouraged to call in while intoxicated or in the process of catching a buzz. That's right. It's what you're drinking and what you're thinking at 877-881-1053. Your phone calls are welcome. This segment is brought to you by the On-Time Experts. Let's go around the room. We'll find out what we're drinking and thinking. Of course, I'm finishing a 20-ounce Diet Coke. I'm also working on some water. And I'm thinking about the Nico Harrison story. Just so unfortunate that, you know, the messages to him got to the level they did, which did include racial slurs towards him and death threats. I want the Mavs fans to be able to have their place, and hopefully, you know, those actions from those people do not ruin it, you know, because it's got to be a big story that you guys can continue on and carry on, and the protest and the fire Nico all the way through the rest of the season and next year and beyond if you want to, right? We don't want it to get ruined and turn the Mavs protests into the bad guys. And, you know, and for anybody responsible for that, you know, that's just reprehensible behavior, and I hope you find help quickly. I also hope a group of fans or the majority, whenever you are ready to move on, can be inspired to maybe go positive on Anthony Davis. You know, this guy's the perfect superstar to support. He's a great player. He scores 26 points a game, gets lots of rebounds, gets you blocks. Good defensive player at times in his career, great defensive player. So, you know, I'm looking forward to the rest of this Mavs season and watching you guys protest your balls off and try to get Nico fired. Brian, what are you drinking and what do you think?
I got me a Stella right here to finish off the day. And I just want to say how much I appreciate everybody that has been guests of ours this week, all the behind-the-scenes stuff that goes on to put this on air. Man, it's been so much fun. It's a blast. You never, ever... You know, think, oh, you never take this all for granted. So just thanks to everybody out there that's been with us and made this journey so much fun for us here in New Orleans.
I'll drink to that. Yeah, drinking some Stella, drinking some water. And I'm thinking about how great of a week it's been. Love the Super Bowl, love New Orleans. I'm a huge fan now. This is really my first experience in New Orleans. It's been outstanding. And I just saw from Tim Cato, he says, a notable thing that I found out, he obviously covers the Mavericks, Mavs have lost more than 2,000 subscriptions to its Mavs TV streaming service this week.
Mm.
So just, yeah. I mean, as you try and quantify just how ticked off the fan base is, 2,000 subscribers basically said, I don't even want to watch this anymore.
Wow. Wolchuk?
Currently not drinking anything. Did have that delicious tequila last night. And, of course, Stella's been fantastic all week long. But best thing I had here in New Orleans was the barbecue shrimp and grits yesterday.
There you go.
At a cafe just down the street. And I will say, grits, the first time I ever had them, didn't like them. This, it was like all butter.
Yeah.
Outstanding. The barbecue shrimp and grits, spot on out here in NOLA.
I had lobster tail and grits last night.
There you go.
Outstanding.
Let's go back into the Pimp Cup where Lucius Alexander has been screening up your phone calls. What are you drinking? What are you thinking?
Water. Haven't had a whole lot of it. Haven't had. Let's go to these phone lines.
All right, who's first?
JP from the Crooked Rico. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, sir?
Yeah, man. I got two thoughts, but I'll just go ahead and stick with this one so y'all can talk about it. But, man, this trade with Luka, man. They need to look, man. I hope all the Dallas, DFW, Texas, all the Mavs fans, I hope they go to these games and put some of these trash bags on their head and ride on. I mean, man, NBA, man, well, man, they should be looking into this, man. You don't give away possibly the best player in the NBA for what we got. Man, that's something up. And Rico,
thank you, JP.
This other guy under the table, man, come on, yep. Dude. We got to get real. And in Dallas, we know what happened.
But what are you drinking, JP? Appreciate that. Opens the line at 877-881-1053. I don't know if the NBA would investigate it, you know? Like, what led to them disallowing the Chris Paul trade as compared to this one? It was competitive balance. They thought, no, we can't give the Lakers this. You know, I guess if there was an investigation to be had, I would assume the NBA would be in on sending Luka to Los Angeles to get the TV ratings. If you want to go the tinfoil hat conspiracy, I would imagine the NBA would be complicit in any investigation that it would launch.
Yeah, and ultimately, you being that Anthony Davis is in this trade, it's it's just, hey, congrats to the Lakers. They didn't have to give up as much, but it's not like the Mavs got nothing in return. Anthony Davis is still premier.
Yeah. Okay, who's next, Lucius?
Let's go to Polo and Garland. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, Polo?
First of all, I'm drinking some Stella Rose Platinum French Vanilla. I'm sending a shout-out to my boy Brian Broaddus wearing a purple. I know he down to represent Louisiana and LSU.
Thank you, sir.
But let me tell y'all something about the Big D. I don't know if it's for Dallas or dummies. First of all, I've always been critical of Nico Harrison. Y'all have known that for months. Y'all have known that for years. I've been critical of this dude. That's like trading Emmitt Smith at his prime. You don't do nothing like that, man. You're not from Texas. The best shoe salesman I've ever known was Al Bundy. And Al Bundy get a whole bunch more rep than you do, Nico Harris. There's so many things I want to call you and your mama, but I'm not going to say it. Luca, I still love you, man. You a white dude. I bought your jerseys. I got two of your jerseys. I'm not going to give it up. I'm a poor black man in Garland, but I still bought your jerseys to represent the Mavericks. I love my city. 214-972-469. I'm hurt, y'all. Y'all know I'm mad. Mm-hmm. I can't say what I want to say. Bye!
There he goes. Polo and Garland.
Preach, Polo.
Great talk. Great call.
You're not from Texas.
Yeah.
I think, you know, where Nico's journey goes is so interesting right now. I don't know if he makes it to the end of the season. Could he feel so much pressure to resign? You know, apparently the owners had his back in this trade, and, you know, at least were, you know, believing of his explanation for the value that he saw in Anthony Davis. And if he does end up going back to Nike, or, I mean, could you imagine if he went to work for the Lakers someday?
How insane that
would be.
That would not be good.
You know, I don't think Luka would allow for it.
I mean, Pandora's box is open. You know, maybe we get somebody that gets the full scoop on the details of why this trade really went down. So it's fascinating to know. But if he does go to a spot that furthers the conspiracy theory, man, this might be one of those all timers, like the frozen envelope with Patrick Ewing.
Yeah.
You know, as far as type of sports unsolved mysteries. Where are we going next, Lucius?
Dope Sick Dave, you're in the G-Bag Nation. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, bro?
Hey, gonna just the water right now. Gonna crack a few brews open when we get to the crib. Few quick things, fellas. First of all, thanks for making this week, very enjoyable. Work went by, man, in a matter of seconds, I swear. The guests you guys had on, it was great. Awesome. Two, regarding the Mavs, I've told all my buddies, I even called into a few shows this week, not y'all's, but from a basketball standpoint and, you know, future of the Mavs aside and what we got back in return aside and potential Vegas move aside, this does plug a huge hole. And from a basketball standpoint on paper, our team will fare well. We will. We really will, even aside from the game last night. And three, Broadus, maybe this is a question for you. If you're the Titans in the draft, right, are you really saying, man, Cam Ward or Shador is my guy for the future? Yeah. Why, when you have such a bad offensive line, for example, why not build your offensive line, trade back a few spots, get another first-round pick next year, just giving up Shador or Cam Ward and build the offensive line and take, you know, whoever it is next year? You know, I'm just curious if it could ever kind of work like that.
Yeah, thank you for the call. I mean, I think real quick on that, though, it's you got to make sure that there's somebody that's coming up there and giving you the value for what the pick's worth. And if you can get a next year's one, but also maybe help yourself with something in this draft that, you know, they can be a little bit more. But next year's one, we saw Howie Roseman take a next year's one and parlay it into a bunch of to Georgia linemen is what he did. He had that ammunition to keep every year being able to trade, and then, you know, he draft and then he trade back again. And so, yeah, there's a lot of ways you can navigate this. I'll be interested to see what how these boards shake out with these quarterbacks. Cam Ward very well could be the number one guy on a lot of people's board, and he might not be what anybody wants to pass away from.
All right, it's What You Drinking and What You Thinking here on The Fan. We are 10 minutes or so away from L.A. Live in the G-Bag Nation. Who's next, Lucius?
Let's go to Black and Gold Super Bowl. You're in the G-Bag Nation. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, dog?
Yo, what's going on, fellas? Man, I'm about to head to the store right now to get me couple of cases of Yuengling Light.
Nice.
And man, I'm just thinking, I'm down like everybody else, thinking we just need a good weekend, good Super Bowl. Hopefully it helped take our mind off of this. And, you know, I agree with everything Dawson said at the beginning, like all the death threats and the racial stuff, like we don't need none of that. Hopefully, you know this trying to work out, but it just sucks right now. But I just don't understand it. But so anyways, the song I'm going to recommend this weekend is I Can't Tell You Why by the Eagles. And it's also my Super Bowl pick. Eagles win 31-20. And y'all have a safe trip home. Hope everybody has a great weekend.
Salute to you, Black and Gold Beep. And that opens the line at 877-881-1053. I mean, you kind of want to take your mind off of it, but I cannot wait until tomorrow at like 1:30, you know, looking for pregame coverage and then the tip-off at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. No,
for the basketball
game?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Wow, you know, so yeah, you know, I kind of think they still need to add a player. Maybe the rest of the season and the playoffs exposes that. Maybe they go on a great run, but I'll be excited for July 1st, like, and player movement around the draft as well. Like, what kind of a trade can they make in, to maybe bring in another player? Is Kevin Durant going to be available? Would he like to come to the Mavericks now that Mark Cuban is gone? You know, I think there's just so many interesting storylines to go with this, but the Nico Harrison one right now, I think, is the biggest story in the country. ESPN.com right now has Anthony Davis's thoughts on it as their number one story. Yeah. You know, so all eyes on DFW and the Lakers as well. Although I guess Luke is not going to play until Monday now.
Yeah.
All right. Who's next, Lucius?
Hey, Thomas, call me back. Let's go to Rodeo Ron. Rodeo Ron, what are you drinking? What are you thinking?
I'm drinking that Jim Beam with a splash of purified water. Do y'all ever feel like you're overworked and underpaid? If so, try working for a little person, because he will overwork you and your checks are short. Well, the days are so long and there's never enough drinking time. But heck, at least he would already fired Nico Harrison and Jerry Jones. And remember one thing, if you ain't listening to that G-Bag Nation on that 105.3 The Fan, with Rodeo Ron drinking Jim Beam on a Super Bowl weekend, where the F you at?
There he goes. Rodeo Ron. I didn't get that one. I think I need to go back and listen.
He does have a little buddy.
Did the punchline come? Oh, he has, that was personal?
He has.
Personal story?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
His boss is a little person?
Got to meet him at Draft 101 last year.
Yeah.
Cool. I look forward to meeting him. He likes to come and hang out at the draft parties as well. Pluckers. Yeah.
He was talking about bringing a Velcro kind of wall with him next time.
Wolf of Wall Street
style. Have some real fun.
That would be something. I don't think we've done that since the days of Richard Hunter.
Does Ron, is he getting more sober each week?
No.
No, last week he was hammered.
No, I think he was trying to dial it back a little bit this week because he's been on a run of pure debauchery, even for Ron's.
I just sounds like he's more sober.
He
these
was
last
a little
couple.
Tame today.
Yeah. Poor Rodeo Crystal. Yeah. You know, it's a sweet lady.
Yeah.
I know. Okay, who's next, Lucius?
Magic Mike and Hazlitt. You're drinking, thinking.
Mike.
Come on,
let's go.
Well, we drinking a little Monster Beast because it's Friday and it's go time. Oh, on the other side, I would like to say that I'm not sure how Lisa Sparks feels about what Nico did to the Mavericks fans. Lisa Sparks being an entertainer from way back in the day, from some adult stuff. But anyway, I think we got to give AD some time, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, everybody's destroyed. I mean, those people that are protesting tomorrow, like, you should might as well come as the Death and with a little bit of Sith dressed up because, I mean, this season hurts. There's nothing to do but some crying unless they can pull this out somehow. So anyway, outside of that, giddy up like a dump truck. Y'all take care.
Giddy up like a dump truck.
That was an incredible.
Great voice.
Anecdote there.
Good Lord. Some chords on
Miss
him, huh?
Sparks. And then he just hit us with it anyways and got into his take.
That's a pro.
That was a pro, wasn't it?
Heck yeah, that's
is that a
pro.
Radio guy on vacation?
That's a guy that's just like, he's...
He yeah. said it's go time,
watch
baby.
Watch this. I'm going to call into a Dallas radio show.
Like that.
Hell yeah.
Gosh,
we show these boys how to do it.
Yeah. God.
Holy crap.
Dude, it was awesome. Yeah, text in, Magic
where'd
Mike.
That guy come
what's your
from?
Story, bro?
Wow.
You know? Lucius, who's next?
The Expressway is brought to you by the on-time experts, by the way. Let's go to Ryan in Richardson. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, Ryan?
Well, today I'm only drinking water because I'm all out of Jack. So, yeah, that's sad. Anyways, I just wanted to say when the news first happened, I was shocked. I was shocked. Then I was angry, and now I'm just depressed. Then I started going to another stage, and I asked my friend, I'm like, hey, you know, what are the chances you think that he won't re-sign with the Lakers, that we chase Nico out of here, and that he comes back and re-signs with us? He's like, probably one in a million. I'm like, so there is a chance.
There's a chance, yeah.
But, yeah. But last thing I want to say is to all the Tolos, you know, who are hating on Nico right now and hating that Luka's gone, you know, that has nothing to do with the new players we have, AD and the other two players we have. So please, if y'all go to the protest tomorrow, please, just to, like we accepted Luka as a Texan and as a Maverick, let's accept these guys as well. Let's be the better people. That's
yeah, yeah. Yep. Yeah, I love that, man. I mean, boo hard for Nico or whatever you want to do, but cheer just as loudly for the new guys, man. Let's show them that the fan base is multidimensional. I think there's a lot of season ticket holders with the Mavs that, you know, are just going to be an MFFL, not an LFFL, you know, through thick and thin. And I'm sure they'll represent well.
I'm hopeful, man. I mean, just be a good person. That's all it is. We're going to be ticked off.
Yeah.
But there's a line that you don't want to cross there.
Who's next, Lucius?
Let's go to Nooney. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, sir?
I'm drinking on a great Powerade, and I'm thinking Mavs fans need to get their tampons out their ass and understand Luka can't play defense. You traded one top five guy for another top five guy. One top five guy can play offense and defense. The other guy can only play offense. So you tell me what you think.
I love it, Nooney. Look at that. Back-to-back fire calls, Magic Mike and Nooney. One guy plays defense and offense. We'll see. You know,
I can't positivity.
Wait. You know, so I'm hung up on the idea of the perimeter creator that breaks down the defense, gets into the lane, and creates opportunities, right? And I think Anthony Davis is always going to need somebody who does that incredibly well on his team because he's not a point guard. He's a finisher, right? Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of superstars left in the game that are finishers. When we grew up and really for – you know, maybe it's changed in the last 15, 20 years. I think Dirk helped usher into this era of the more skilled big man around the 2000s. Maybe this has been going on for 25 years, this transition to all of your best players can handle it. And if you're not one of those guys, you can catch it and isolate. But it's like if you don't get the bucket, not a lot of other good things are happening, right? And so I would think that's the advantage of – well, it is a massive advantage that Luka has in the offensive game. But how much is offset by Anthony Davis's defense?
We haven't even talked about that this week.
Absolutely.
Great call, Nooney. What do you think, Chief? How much is offset the loss of offense, about 4 points per game, and playmaking, point guard, floor general type of stuff, but you get maybe the DPOY?
Yeah, no, that's a it's a great point. I wonder what the Anthony Davis blocks per game is. I know that he's definitely a great rim protector. I do think there's some level of offset to that for sure. But the just like you mentioned, having a guy that can create for you offensively the way Luka was able to do and be that assassin at the end of a game. That's the thing that is one of the biggest frustrations in all of this.
Who's next, Lucius?
Solo Manesco. What are you drinking? What are you thinking?
Just drunk a little Coke, and I'm depressed about Luka. But let's change the subject a little bit. I've been thinking about something for a while. It's about the Rangers, a good organization. I've been thinking that Hog Doll Night and the Friday night, the City Connect night, how about mm-hmm. those nights be hip-hop night? Like, cause they refuse to make the stadium unique, so we need to have something unique to us. And I was thinking, like, Busta Rhymes, Bob Your Head, be the seventh inning stretch song, everybody bobbing their head, the ninth inning be Chiefs Keep Love Sosa. Like, I want something unique and cool for the stadium. And my second thing is, with Bassett leaving, who's going to be the loose cannon now? You know, which one of you guys got the clout, you know, to say whatever? Is it you, Broadus? Who is it?
Probably not, man. I'm trying to pay for a lake house, but, man, I appreciate it.
He's got – Broadus has the clout. It's just about the desire,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
I've been trying to pick up Mike Slack for 12 years here on 105 through the Fan. I'll do my best.
Yeah. It's hard one to live up to.
I don't know
right
that anybody can do it quite like Mike does.
No. Mike's nope. That's what's great about, nope. You know, working at the Fan. You're
absolutely.
Just encouraged to be your genuine self. And Mike definitely did that. Okay. Thank you, Tolo Manesco. And I agree with you. That'd be fun if they mixed up the playlist at the Rangers game, depending yep. on what kind of a night it was. Where are we going next, Lucius?
Junior and Denton, what are you drinking? What are you thinking, man?
Drinking some Heineken, just Ooh. Trying to get over the Luka trade. But the reality is what would you rather have, Luka win an MVP or Dallas win a championship? You know, so
yeah.
I was here in the 80s with Mark Aguirre and Roy Tarpley and you know, all them. And we got to the finals last year, but we needed some defense to shut them down. We didn't do it. You know, am I on board with Nico? No, I'm not. Am I pissed off? Yes, I am. But, hey, I'm a Mavs fan for life. You know, I cut off social media. I'm not looking at ESPN anymore. I'm not looking at the talk shows anymore. Listening to you guys, of course, but that's where I'm at.
Thank you, Junior.
Appreciate
Have a great
you,
weekend. Enjoy those Heinekens. Yeah,
Stella's a little better, but go ahead. Yeah,
I mean we've lived in a player movement era for 30 years, so I'm well over the fact of being married to a player that has to be on my team. When they go, mm-hmm. it's you know sometimes it really sucks, you know, and sometimes there's a bad guy that did it to you. But I would never like stop rooting for the team. It's all
sure.
about like how the pieces come together to get the championship, mm-hmm. so we can have a parade, you know. And I think the chances of having those over the next decade are less with Luka here, and that's a very bitter pill to swallow. What do you think, Lucius? More phone calls or LA Live time?
Yeah, let's just take more phone calls.
All right.
Yeah. Let's go to Rodney in Frisco. Rodney, what are you drinking? What are you thinking?
Hey, fellas, I'm delivering flowers out in Frisco, so I'm only drinking a double dot Sprite on the rock. My opinion is Luka, you know, he's injury prone, seems to be out of shape a lot of the times. But I don't have a big issue with getting someone in that can actually play, that can be there for the number of games he needs to be annually. How do you feel about that?
I think, yeah, I agree with you. It's just like the package that they got back.
Yeah.
And then that story that they could have had another number one, but Nico wouldn't let him talk to Luka to get an assurance for a contract. So they're like, okay, we got to take away a number one then. I just think a lot of ways that the trade was executed were negligent.
It's all about the return. I do think the Mavericks can be a good team. Last night was a really good win. You've got Dante Exum back. I'm hopeful. And a championship, I do think, is really all that matters. But, my gosh.
It's doable. You can match up with Cleveland and Boston.
Yeah, you absolutely can. Yeah, you absolutely can. We'll see in the West if they're able to make it through.
What's next, Lucius?
Let's go to Chris in Garland. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, Chris?
Hey, fellas. This is Chris. I'm actually the dude who came up with fatties for Fan After Dark. All so right. I'm like number one fatty. I'm a big solo, too. So.
Well done. Thank you.
Shout out to all of them. I'm drinking right now just a Gatorade water, but I'm going to pop some NAs when I get to my girl's place out in Point, Texas. And I'm thinking two things. The stories I'm so tired of hearing, I'm glad one of them's gone, is whether Ben Johnson's going to be the coach anywhere else but Chicago and Luka getting traded to the Lakers. Those are just two things that, like, drive me crazy every time I hear them now, because, like, they keep, you know, going on and on and on, even though we knew where he was going to go with Ben Johnson, and Luka's traded. It's gone. It's over. And my second thing is that it's really telling what type of time we're living in when in the Super Bowl and our president's going to be there, we take off in racism outside of the end zone. So we're living in particular times, fellas. Love y'all. Solo for life.
Salute to you.
Hello.
Appreciate that. Opens the line at 877-881-1053. Where are we going next, Lucius?
Let's go to Dominique in Fort Worth. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, Dom?
Hey, y'all, I'm drinking actually a bottle of water in some Sonic. I'm drinking some Sonic. I had a strawberry slushy.
Nice.
What I'm thinking is, I mean, I hear everybody talking about how Luka didn't play defense, but mind you, when Dirk first started, Dirk wasn't that good. Dirk developed and got better. We didn't even draft Dirk. We traded for Dirk. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And people don't understand. And if Milwaukee knew what Dirk was gonna become, do y'all think Milwaukee would have traded Dirk?
No way.
Come on now. We drafted Luka. We drafted Luka, and I feel everybody. And one more thing, fellas, I introduced my mama to y'all radio station. She's been listening to y'all since last year, and with y'all permission, I want to deem her a Tolo.
Yes, sir. And say hello. Thank you to Dominic in Fort Worth, along with his new Tolo mother.
Love that. Love you, Dom. But I would say that the Hawks drafted Luka,
right?
He worked out a trade there.
Trade, yeah.
So I'm sure if the Hawks could go back in hindsight, they would not take Trae Young. They would hold on to Luka Doncic. Very similar deal to how the Mavericks acquired
him.
Yeah, they agreed and just swapped.
Yeah, the swaps, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a mixture of people who are starting to get fatigued by this story.
Well, it sucks. I mean, it's really like it stings, and that hurt is not going. Like with the Mavericks, it was different because I grew up and it was Dirk, right? In 20 years, you saw a superstar stay loyal to one team, and we were hopeful that was just going to continue. Now the passing of the torch to Luka, and it wasn't Luka leaving; it was the Mavericks saying bye bye and moving him. And so for the fans, it does feel like betrayal. But I'm not quitting on the Mavericks, and I do think they're still a really good basketball team.
No.
Where are we going next, Lucius?
Big Lou, you're in the G-Bag Nation. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, Big Lou?
Man, I'm drinking some 24-ounce Michelob Ultras, and then I'm going to stop by and give me a 12-pack of 16-ounce Michelob Ultras. And this whole Luka thing, man, it's BS. I was born in 76, grew up with the sorry Mavs in the 80s, and then we had Dirk catch our back. And then we let this dude just walk away for nothing. It's like, what the hell you doing, Nico? But you know what? It's like, you can't cry with spilled milk, man. It's got to move on and shit, isn't it? And, man, it's just like, you know, I'm thinking we're going to win a championship. And I texted this earlier to Mike Bassick. I don't know if he got it or not, but we're going to win a championship because we still got Dwight Powell. Peace.
That's some expert trolling. I don't know if Mike got that or not. You know, I think you can be optimistic about this situation right now because nobody is that good, right? You know, the Lakers are bad. The Timberwolves are flawed. The Thunder, you know, we know not only do the Mavs have their number, but a one superstar situation. Chet Holmgren injury prone. You know, I think there's – and then you look in the East, Boston's not quite what they were last year. I know Drew Holiday didn't play last night, and that counts.
Yeah, it helps.
You know, definitely. But I think Cleveland's just not a great – playoff team with their backcourt. It can be exploited. So we'll hope for the best. I do think there are a number of Mavs fans that wouldn't even bring them back. You know, I think there's quite a few of us that are, you know, maybe an 8-game winning streak away from being like MFFL charged. And, you know, hopefully we get that. I mean, that'd be a hell of a story if out of this, you know, it can rally the community to support this team in spite of what Nico's done. What's next, Lucius?
Paul, Mr. Paul, you're in a G-Bag Nation. What are you drinking? What are you thinking?
I am drinking some bottled water, and I will be getting into some Blantons later on tonight. Nice. But I just wanted to throw this out there because everyone's, you know,
this segment's mostly been dominated about the Luka trade. So let me just switch it up a bit. So if the Chiefs three-peat, can we refer to Mahomes as hat trick Mahomes if they three-peat?
Ooh. Oh, that's really good.
I do love that.
Yeah,
copyright that.
Hat trick Mahomes.
There you go.
Well, we'll run with it.
Yeah.
Paul, appreciate the call. I love that. Hat trick Mahomes is sick.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a no-brainer.
Be
a
natural hat trick.
Get the hats going.
That's actually really good.
I mean, if you're a Chiefs fan, that's the one seed. I think that's even over the three-peat.
I think that's pretty darn good.
I think hat trick Mahomes, Super Bowl tee, that's going to get the people going.
Where are we going next, Lucius?
Mr. Austin, you're the G-Bag Nation. What are you drinking? What are you thinking?
Man, I'm not drinking nothing right now. I just had me a medicinal cigar. I'm on the way to get my hair cut. And I just wanted to call and say I've been grieving all week for the Luka news. I do understand people's qualms with the injury proneness and everything, but I don't know if we'll ever see a superstar of this caliber back in Dallas. And I don't know if it was on here that I heard it, but best term for the situation was asset mismanagement. Mm-hmm. Can't believe we let a generation superstar go for an injury prone dude in his 30s, but trying to be optimistic. I hope they pull it out. But no more MFFL, M77L. Let's go make show.
Have a good weekend, Mr. Austin. Yeah, I mean, Davis being 31, about to be 32, nothing you can do about that. I think for the last couple of years, they've had the same games played percentage, roughly, you know, Luka and Anthony Davis. I mean, Luka hasn't played a ton of games. He hasn't been super injured by any stretch until this one right here recently. But, you know, I think Anthony Davis has kind of found that whatever it takes to keep him in the game. You know, I don't know if that's that pre-therapy or, you know, stretching or whatever it is. But, you know, some guys do it, like Grant Hill did it late in his career. He's like, hey, guess what, guys? I'm going to be about healthy for 5 years. Check this out. And it seemed, you know, almost unbelievable in his 20s. Who's next, Lucius?
Let's go to Mr. Mike Williams in the G-Bag Nation. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, Mike?
I am actually drinking a margarita sitting out here at Sidecar Social in Addison.
Nice. Beautiful. How's the weather?
So I just, it's beautiful out here. I'm out on the balcony, man. It's a beautiful sight out here. Right? That's all I got to say.
Nice.
But and enjoy my hometown because I'm from New Orleans. But I just want to say this. I think everybody forgot how bad Luka looked in the playoffs last year, in the finals. They attacked him because of how weak he was defensively. And I think Anthony Davis, like another guy mentioned, brings you, I think, in the net result, because now the Mavs actually has a go-to player inside that they can go to inside in the post, what they didn't have in the past, that can give you 20-something and 20 and 15 rebounds. I think they're a better team, to be honest with you. I think they're a championship team now. I really do.
Appreciate the call. And, you know, a number of, like, Hall of Famers and analysts have had a similar thought. You know, like maybe they are going to be really good. I liked how he phrased that, the net result. You know, what's that going to come down to? Let's see if we can get a couple of more in. I do want to shout out Fred and Blake, the Fan After Dark. They're going to pick up here the show at 6 o'clock and guide it on home for us so we can bail out of here and get to the airport here in just a couple of minutes. But who's next, Lucius?
Damon, you're in the G-Bag Nation. What are you drinking? What are you thinking?
Gentlemen, I am drinking some cold water. What I'm thinking is, now the Mets fans are in the same boat as the Cowboy fans. What are y'all freaking crying about? What were y'all going to do with Luka this year anyway, huh? Where were you going to go? Missing games, people hurt. Where are they going to go with Luka this year anyway? You go to one freaking final, yeah, you lost it, didn't play well, and you're crying like babies over a trade, okay? Get over it, because what? You wasn't going to do nothing this year or next year. What are they going to build around Luka if he had stayed? Or did y'all lose hope? Or is it because Luka's gone, we have no more hope? Because Luka's gone, we'll never be good again. Oh, my God. Good night, folks.
Thank you, Damon. That opens a line.
That's a bizarre call.
Yeah, that was. You know, I do think it's odd to me that you would put the player over the entire franchise, like you're turning your back on the Mavs or basketball. I think that's being a victim of the moment, right?
Yeah.
I think eventually a lot of those people are going to come back. I just thought it was funny, like the point of, as Cowboys fans, we're used to this. You know, this is the pain of being a sports fan. But I don't know if the Cowboys have, you know, ever thought of something like trading away a player of Lucas' stature. Maybe they thought, did they think Herschel Walker was on that level of a superstar?
Yeah, yeah,
I remember that being a shocking move.
That I don't think that was shocking, but yeah. But I think trading Micah Parsons would be pretty similar to thinking about like that, wouldn't
it? Well, I think that's going to wrap us up. I want to thank everybody that's helped us out here this week. Ruben Portillo and DJ, the DJ Don Pridemore, Tim Collins. Of course, back at the Pimp Cup, you have Lucius Alexander. Went 25 flawless, even though we were throwing him some curveballs today. Carter Freeman coordinated the heck out of some video all week long. You can watch us at 105thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. For Brian Broaddus, Eric Chiafalo, and Zach Wolchuk, I'm Gavin Dawson. Be good to Blake and Fred. They're going to pick up a final hour of the show, so you'll get an early exposure here to the Fan After Dark. These guys are amazing. They're on every night from 7 to 11, so enjoy them, and we'll be back Monday right here in the G-Bag Nation. Eddies.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.